SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour. We got a lot of NFL to do. We've got a ton of college basketball games for Wednesday, Joe. I mean, you've got four games noon tonight. In the ACC, the Big 12, the Pac-12, the Mountain West, you've got three games at the Big East, you've got two games in the Big 10. Conference tournaments really start flying here on Wednesday, so let's make it happen as the little guys are all getting finished up, and now the big boys will go, the big conferences will go over the next few days. 71-53 Knicks, by the way, Joe. That's still at 198.5.
Extend.
You know, extend. I need a little bit more here. Can I get two more threes from DiVincenzo?
You and this DiVincenzo.
I need it, Joe. You know, it would be helpful.
I can't wait for Wednesday.
Yeah. There's a very big slate here. No threes from Wemby yet either. We need Wemby to get involved.
I told you. Cutlass.
Well, I'll be fine with it, Joe, as long as he gets the burn. Like, that's the problem.
Always looking for the burn with Wemby.
Well, how much, like, in the first quarter, what did he play? 6 minutes. I mean, he played half the quarter. He didn't even take, he took one shot. You know, it's like, did he get the 12 bounds last night? Did he get the 12 bounds?
He got 14 bounds, 27 points, bounds. That's always pop. He's afraid he's going to burn the kid out.
Yeah, hopefully he
run him into
to
the
start
ground,
the
Pop.
Here.
Kid's
that would be
19.
Ideal. Yeah, enough of the nonsense. Let the kid play. Enough with it.
Take off the training wheels, will you? Can we take off the training wheels?
You should take off the training wheels. That's what they should do. Let it fly, man. Tee it high, let it fly, Joe.
Pop's the best. Yeah, I know. He's like Freddie Roach in the corner, right? He's like Freddie Roach.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college basketball, I guess. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. All right, Joe. I have a few things for you here.
Lay them on me. Any football-related stuff?
Yes. You know what? Let me give you a few football things so it'll keep you happy here. Let me give you a few football. No, that's not really keeping you happy. I mean, there's a ton going on with the NFL and free agency.
But that's in my wheelhouse. Like, I'm sitting dead right.
I know. Why don't we give you a bunch of football here to start the hour, and then I'll give you all the college basketball for Wednesday, which is just very thick that we have to get some plays in for. Let me start with this. I started to give you this before, and then Haro interrupted. Deontay Johnson to the Panthers. So I mean, you said that Bryce Young needed new weapons. He needed some more guys out there. We thought there was some friction this year, clearly, with Deontay and the Steelers. And now he goes there. Dante Jackson, corner, goes from the Panthers back to Pittsburgh there. Okay. And Dante, actually, Joe, You know, been pretty good the past couple of years for Carolina. So he'll go over there and play in the secondary in Pittsburgh now. But clearly, Deontay is the main focus of this deal.
It is. And we talked about, you know, Terrace Marshall never living up to expectations. Adam Thielen was the big play wide receiver for that offense. He's not a pure number one. And you got a guy that could catch the football. He struggled with some drops earlier on, but yards after the catch, he's explosive. You want those yak type of plays, short to intermediate throws as well. And hopefully, you know, Canales could get the most. I will say this, Canales did, from a game plan perspective, get the younger players involved in Tampa Bay. Trey Palmer, we saw, you know, the playoff win against Philadelphia in regards to Cade Otton and that type of performance. So, you know, this is a nice pickup. He's young. He could develop with Bryce Young. I think it's good for Carolina. Listen, they have no offensive weapons. I mean, Miles Sanders was a terrible addition to that team from the running back perspective. Thielen was okay, but I mean, Thielen's not a number one. So, you know, you could draft somebody as well. And, you know, I'm not saying Marvin Harrison, but you get a Brian Thomas. You get maybe a Malik Nabers, depending upon what transpires. Now you have a situation where Bryce Young has weapons finally.
He really does, and he needs as many as he can get. That's for sure. No doubt about that. Next one I have for you, Joe, is of the several things that happened on Tuesday, was more running back carousel throughout the league. Derrick Henry to Baltimore.
Yeah.
You had Zach Moss go to the Bengals, and we thought they were going to release Joe Mixon, but they traded him to Houston, Joe. So Mixon to Houston, Henry to Baltimore. There's a few others out there. I mean, the running backs have been so nuts with how many guys have switched teams.
Yeah.
But those were the main ones that happened on Tuesday.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, both very good fits. We, you know, I mean, Henry's an upgrade for Gus Edwards, right, that they shipped out to or that, you know, signed with the Chargers. He's a bigger back, and knowing that they want to run the football, would they average 163 yards on the ground with Lamar Jackson and that versatility? I mean, they have a guy that could carry the workload. So that's perfect, right? I mean, that's perfect for Baltimore, and I think it's an upgrade from Singletary with Houston. Mixon still got tread on the tire. He could still catch the football out of the backfield. That's another safety blanket in the short-term intermediate passing game for C.J. Stroud. Quality pickup. I will say this, and not bashing them, but I don't think the Saquon addition to the Eagles makes them, oh, wow, now we got Saquon. I don't think it's going to be that much of a difference between where Swift was and, yes, Barkley might be better, but expect, like, wow, now they got Saquon. That's the piece that they needed. That is not the piece that they needed. Offensive line broke down last year. You're losing Johnson, you're losing Kelsey, and your defense sucked towards the end of the regular season. Well, I'm serious. And I've been a Philly backer, but now we got Saquon, like the Savior's coming to Lincoln Financial. Can we stop?
No, it's true. The other one I was thinking of, Joe, that I forgot in the running backs, was Aaron Jones to the Vikings.
Great pickup. Another guy, we talked about it last six games of the regular season, he averaged 114 rushing yards per game. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he looked real good down the stretch. I mean, he looked real good down the stretch. So, I got a couple more when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on a grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go. And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you. All right, Joe. A couple of other things, of significance from Tuesday. Patrick Queen to the Steelers.
I'm shocked at that.
Yeah, that was a little out of nowhere, right?
I mean, he's still productive. I mean, you're telling me
he's absolutely still productive. He's
goes to the Steelers. I mean, divisional opponent. How do you let that happen?
Well, we've seen a lot of that here the last 2 days. Saquon, Aaron Jones, which, well, listen, they cut Aaron Jones. It is what it is. Not like he was a free agent, but Queen going to the Steelers. There has been a little bit of that so far, but hey, if you're wanted, Joe, whether it's the arch rival or not, you know, you're gonna go get that bag.
Well, that's the thing. Sure. You got to get the bag if they're willing to pay you, right?
Yeah.
You know, but
no doubt.
You also, you don't want to make the teams in your division get better, right? It's always a problem.
Well, if you're free, if you don't re-sign them and you let them get to market, there's a chance of that happening. The Giants and the Ravens both found that out with these guys. You know, you want them so bad, then lock them up before they can
lock them up.
Want.
Give them the money.
Give him the money.
Where's Duffel Bag Boy when you need him?
We had some backup quarterback stuff. The Browns are going to have Jameis Winston. The Giants are going to have Drew Locke. The Commanders, Marcus Mariota. Yes. I mean, I think he'll be the backup, right? He won't be the starter, right?
Starter?
I mean...
Starter? Come on. Still got Sammy Boy Howell there, don't they?
Sam Howell and whoever they take second, I guess.
Not going to be Drake May, tell you that right now.
You know, that number's changed a lot, Joe. I don't know if you're the one who's moved that number, but, I mean, it could be you. But that has, it has shifted. I mean, May was minus money right around the combine. And now, second overall pick, it's Jaden Daniels minus 150.
Who said that? Who said it?
Well, I said it. Now you think May's gonna drop like a rock, though.
I think Drake.
He's only plus 105 for three. He's only plus 105.
I think Drake May is the put it this way: Drake May, Bo Nix, or Michael Penix. I'm taking Penix and Nix ahead of Drake May. I'm taking J.J. McCarthy ahead of Drake May. Drake May has not done anything that warrants me thinking that he should be a top five or even a first round selection. I'm sorry. In my opinion, just another college quarterback. He is eerily similar to Mitch Trubisky and Sam Howell coming out of North Carolina. There is no difference in what Drake May has done in his college career than any of those guys. I'm sorry. And you know what? Never won a big game. Well, what is the big game Drake May has won? Can you show me? No, can you? What is this marquee performance?
I'm certainly not diving into the film, so it ain't going
to
be me.
I don't need to see the film, okay? Here's what I know, okay? Drake May. Oh, Drake May. How could you not take Drake May? That's all I hear. How could you never take Drake May? Really? Okay. Let me just go Drake May's last five games, okay? He loses to Georgia Tech. He throws for 310 and completes 68% of his passes, two touchdowns. He beats Campbell. He throws for four touchdowns. So six touchdowns, four against Campbell, two against Georgia Tech. And then he falls off a cliff. He loses to Duke. Excuse me, beats Duke, 342, loses to Clemson, completing 44% of his passes, and he completes 57% of his passes, two interceptions, one interception against Clemson and two against NC State. His last two games, 44% and 57%, and four of his touchdowns came against Campbell. Can we stop with this guy? I'm tired of it.
Tired of it.
I am. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of gurus like Dan Orlovsky saying that he should be a top five pick. And then the next thing out of his mouth is his feet are a mess. And if he was a GM, he'd sit his ass for 2 years. Get real, Dan. You're talking out of both sides of your ass. His feet are a mess. You don't take him top five. You don't sit his ass for 2 years and then warrant the top five pick. You take him in the third round. Stop it. This is the guy that we're going to pump up like Malik Willis and Will Levis. I'm done. And this guy's all over the network. I watched the film. I watched the film.
Who's that?
Orlovsky. Uh-huh. I'm calling him out.
Going after him.
Yeah, I'll go after him. Nobody else does. It's like the written word when he says it.
Joe hot. Joe getting hot.
Right. Give me
I
a break.
He drops like a rock. I want you to do the I said it 3 years in a row. I said it. I said it.
You know why? Because these guys are too close. They interview him. He's a great guy. I know his family. Oh, don't get. I almost went off the rails.
Since you brought up all that, did you see Saban at the hearings?
I did. And he's right,
basically,
though, too.
Basically admitted everything that we were saying when he stopped.
Yeah.
And that was that he clearly left because right. He was tired. He didn't want to do the NIL stuff anymore.
Well, here's the other thing that came out that I didn't recognize. And you know why Quinshon Judkins is on Ohio State? Because Quinshon Judkins held Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss over a barrel. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Not
hear
once,
that part.
But twice. All right, Quinshon Judkins didn't play against Penn State because he wanted more money. And it wasn't the first time that Quinshon Judkins asked for more money just to step out onto the football field.
See, that's where it's a problem.
Right. And that's why he's on Ohio State now. So now you're going to extort your team.
They pay per game over there, I guess.
Right. Well, that's what it comes down to, Carver. It's, you know, bigger is better. Whoever's got the biggest bag, that's who wins.
Yeah, Nick said a lot of that at those hearings, that's for sure. He said it used to be about building character, building this, building relationships. Now it's just about how much money are you giving me? And that's that. That's all any of the kids care about now.
And guess what? It's going to high school next.
We're not going to pay high school kids, Joe. That's not going
to happen. Oh, no? Senior coming out of high school to go. They already have, Carver. Jaden Rashada got $9 million before he even stepped out on the football field. I mean, that's where do you stop it?
No.
Next thing you know, the kid, you know, I'm just saying, it's a problem.
It is a problem, Joe. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. But it ain't going anywhere, I'll tell you that.
No, but it isn't as big in college basketball. Right?
Yeah, they got problems there, too, but it isn't as big. You're right. It's a lot more with football. I mean, you don't have any kids coming up here saying they're not playing in the NCAA tournament because they didn't, you know, looking for another check. I don't think you're going to get any of that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Boots I found. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. With you. All right, I want to get to, there's 1,000 college basketball games on Wednesday,
right,
Joe, because of conference tournament week. But no, I got one more thing for you.
Okay.
And I forgot about this. I'm not letting it go because I need your reaction to this. Because I texted it to you and you gave me no reaction. So I need to get your reaction from it now.
You were looking for a response. God.
According to the New York Times, RFK Jr. is considering for his vice presidential running mate for the U.S. presidential election, Aaron Rodgers, Jesse Ventura, and Kyrie Irving. Let's just do the fun one, which is Rodgers, obviously, Joe. And then in this story in the New York Times, there's all this stuff about how they've had considerable conversations about this.
Okay.
Now, I find this funny on several levels, Joe.
Right.
But,
me too.
Well, look, I'll start by saying this. We can have some fun with this. I don't think that he's going to be the vice presidential running mate for RFK Jr. But it would be so Jets if he was. I mean, it would
be so Jets if that actually
happens.
Right. And I don't get into politics. You know, we talk sports, but this is typical Jets, right? for like their starting quarterback, who they've had now going on what 16 months? When did they start?
About a year. But how about let's get to the real brass tacks. The guy, he's played four snaps for them.
Four snaps
in 12
four
months.
Plays.
Yeah.
Right. And all they can talk about is wait until this year. Right? We're gonna run it back with Salah and the group. They can't even get to training camp, and this guy's already a distraction yet again. And that is the problem. The guy is four. Now, I did when you sent me the article, I did a little like due diligence. They did, according to the reporter, whoever broke the story, I think it was Rich Cimini from ESPN, that the GoDaddy website of Kennedy Rogers has already been taken. So I don't know if somebody else took it, but, you know, first come, first serve, or if he, in fact, you know, Kennedy booked it himself. Who knows? Or his people.
Nah.
But well, you, look, let me ask you this. How is this not a distraction? It doesn't matter if he is the running mate or not. How is this not a distraction already?
But the funniest part is that Aaron Rodgers did all those interviews with McAfee after the season ended, saying how the Jets have to cut out all the distractions. They have to get to just football. And you get this.
Carver, I said this before. When you looked at the price of the Jets, right, 16-1, I think for the AFC, is that the number? That was the number?
Right now?
Yeah, it was 16-1 for them Maybe. To win the AFC. Let me just double check that. It is. They're ahead of Cleveland, Jacksonville, the Colts, the Steelers. I mean, are you serious?
Yeah.
The Browns went to the playoffs with old man Joe Flacco. Stefanski got coach of the year. And they're $4 behind the Jets. The Colts. We're fighting for a playoff spot with a first-year coach. They're $4 behind the Jets. Tomlin, who all he does is go above 500 and make it to the playoffs, has Russell Wilson as a security blank. They're 36-1, $20 behind the Jets. I'd be selling the Jets. Sold. Not only is Rodgers a distraction, but Robert Salah is a fish out of water. You know, like, you ever see that where the water's rising in the room and you only have, like, you know, like when the guy, you ever see, like, the movie?
Yeah.
The water's rising, and all of a sudden, the last second, they open the door and the guy's saved. The water's rising really fast. Salah's sinking.
Again, I know we
What's
keep going back
say?
To it every time. One of these.
I don't know. I didn't
up,
talk to Aaron. I don't know.
I still can't believe that they brought the same crew back. It's amazing to me that they brought the same cast back this year.
How are they going to win?
Yeah, they're not.
How are they priced ahead of all these teams? In what way?
Because they have the potential vice president running mate.
Stop.
RFK Jr.
Carver, you love this, though, because all the Jet fans that were drinking the Kool-Aid last year got smashed in the face with an anvil.
They don't.
Now all
don't
of a sudden
this.
Have to deal with this.
Yeah, they don't love this. This is because here's why, Joe, because like I said, he put it on the plate at the end of the year. He didn't even play this year. And he put it on the plate that this team has to, you know, get their focus. And that's with him when he was talking about whatever controversy he was starting then. Now another one here, which, look, I mean, it's not like he went to the New York Times and said, I'm running, you know, I'm potentially a vice president. But I'm sure somebody told him this story was coming out, you know. So, whatever, Joe. I thought it was funny. I thought it was a good one. Vice President Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, he could also maybe, like, the Jets are so stupid the way that they're run. They'd probably let him, like, go to rallies, like, on this off day or, like, before practice. Like, they'd probably let him do both, you know?
they're going to let
Aaron,
him do both.
Aaron's going to miss practice on Wednesday. He's got a personal day. He's got a rally in Iowa he's got to go to.
Yeah.
So we're flying back in after.
Unbelievable.
He'll be back later. Only Jets would do that.
Yeah, the Jets. The Jets are, let me tell you, that plane is flying without a pilot, okay? That plane certainly is. And let me just state this because, you know, people from Twitter. I did not say that I thought J.J. McCarthy was an elite quarterback, okay? Let me just state that for the record. I said, in my opinion, J.J. is better than Drake May. My two quarterbacks are Jaden Daniels 1, Caleb 2, and then everybody else. I would take Michael Penix, Bo Nix, and J.J. over Drake May. That's it. That's not saying J.J.'s elite, okay? I said it for the record, all right? Because that's another one. Because apparently I must have said J.J.'s elite, which I didn't. But I'm clarifying now for everybody.
Wow, you're starting trouble now, huh?
I'm starting trouble. He's worthy of a first-round selection more than Drake May, all right? I said it. Drake May should fall to the second or third round. I'm done. Jets are sold. Where do the Jets finish? 6-11?
Oh, it's a absolute home run under again, whatever they put the number at. It is a home run.
What do you think they put the number at? If they're 16-1, their total's got to be 9.5-10. 9.5, 10.5.
No.
Carver.
I think
Carver.
8.5.
No way. No way, Carver. No way.
Joe, hold on a second. Hold on.
Now Carver, they're ahead of the Chargers. They're ahead of the Browns, Jaguars, Colts, Steelers.
Man,
I mean,
they
come
are
on.
That high up, man. Wow.
I guess maybe
they are gonna be 9.5, I guess. If they're placing them as the seventh team, that means they're placing them as a playoff team. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess 9.5. Man, that is up. I can't wait. You got to get that right away, Joe. You got to get that before this guy actually does run for vice president or something. You got to go and grab that. So as soon as they put that number on the board, you get that jet under. You run out and you absolutely hammer that thing.
They have team specials. Do they have a team special for them?
I don't think so. I don't think they have.
Let me just double check this. No, nothing yet.
Nah, it's Cowboys and Atlanta.
Yeah, and the Falcons. A lot of Falcons stuff.
They're the hot team right now, Joe.
Yeah.
They're hot.
That's it.
Mooney, too. How about Mooney getting the same amount of money as...
Come on.
He 30 catches last year. He got 39 million bucks.
30 catches. Oh, man. 30 catches.
All right, you ready? You ready here? Let's start it, and we'll obviously finish it after the break.
Come on, big week.
The whole week, yeah. Oh, by the way, Charleston did need overtime to beat Stony Brook in that CAA final, but they did beat them only by 3, so they covered the 9.5. Stony Brook. What a game! It was a game. A hell of an effort by the Seawolves. Unfortunately for them, though, their ride is over. All right, Joe, we'll come back. I'll start with some of the afternoon games. You got 4 games in the Mountain West. You got 4 games in the ACC. 4 games in the Pac-12. 4 games in the Big 12. 3 games Big East. Just a loaded. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. You ready? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let me start. I got to start a little bit later in the afternoon, obviously, Joe. Let me start with this one because they hit for me on Tuesday. Notre Dame beat Georgia Tech on Tuesday, so they get to play again, which will be Wake Forest, a team that they actually beat a couple weeks ago, Joe. So that's the second game of the day in the ACC in D.C. Wake minus 8.5, 136.5 is the total.
I... I always like taking the points in these games, especially when it's so big like that. I mean,
Joe, you're right about that. And the other things I'll kind of throw on top of that is, one, I like when teams play the game, and some think that they'd be tired, right? That's what I hear that a lot. Oh, well, they're you got a rested team versus a team that just played yesterday. I think that's nonsense, Joe. I think it helps, honestly, because they've already got a feel for the building. They got a feel for the atmosphere. They got and you get that little when you're a team, you know, there's that little rush, right, Joe? It's like we got to win or else our season's over. So let's we're giving it all. So the 8.5 here is probably the play for me.
So like unless you're just dealing with like a 1 versus a 16 in like
that's a little different. No, I'm just saying Wake Forest ain't that great.
No, but I'm saying like this game is going to go down like they always go down to the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Unless the team just completely just doesn't show up, which I don't believe will be the case because actually Notre Dame has played a little bit more competitive down the stretch.
So they have. I agree with that, Joe. They have been competitive down the stretch. They got hammered by North Carolina.
That was the only one, though. They had won five of the last six prior to that.
They won 5 of 6 before that, and they beat Georgia Tech on Tuesday. So we'll give them a shot, Joe.
I like Notre Dame. They're in the holster.
Fordham and VCU are in Brooklyn at the A-10, which is the second game of the day there. VCU minus 8.5, 134.5. Fordham needed overtime to advance on Tuesday. VCU's been kind of sloppy, Joe, to be quite honest with you. Now, Fordham stinks. They're 13-19.
I mean, if I had to pick the game, I would take the points, but I like the over. I think we're going to have a lot of points here. 134.5, I think, is a juicy number.
Okay. Okay. Wyoming minus 7.5 against Fresno. That's actually the first game of the day at the Mountain West out in Vegas.
Time does that start?
That's 2 o'clock East. 7.5 Wyoming. 136.5. I like that under, Joe. Under.
Do you?
Under. 11 a.m. local tip in Vegas.
I sort of like Wyoming.
Kids have barely digested the breakfast. It could be a slow start. First half under.
All right. I sort of like Wyoming. The 7.5 is always... I know it's a lot... But, I mean, I just think Wyoming's much better than them.
Yeah, Fresno stinks. They're really bad.
Fresno's lost how many? 1, 2? How many straight have they lost?
Straight? They have not won a game. I can actually give that to you right now if you give me a moment. I think their last win was February 10th. They beat Air Force.
That's almost a month ago.
Yeah, that's over a month ago. Not almost. Wow. Over a month ago.
Yeah, so, I mean,
it's a tough spot for them.
When a team hasn't smelt winning for so long, they ain't smelling it.
Yeah, they're not. USC and Washington play the first game of the day in the Pac-12. USC's coming off that win over Arizona on Saturday night. They're 2.5-point favorite here. 152.5 is the total.
They've won 4 of the last 5.
Yeah, they're coming in with a little bit of steam. I think I take USC, actually, Joe.
Yeah, the short number. That total is high, though, isn't it?
Total seems high.
That's
and same deal. It's an early start, first game of the day.
I like the under there.
Okay. I think at a minimum, first half under, which I like in these games. That'll be a theme you'll hear a lot from me the next couple days. I like these early afternoon games. I like our first half unders in those.
Okay.
Usually. What else do we got for you here? Oklahoma and TCU in the Big 12. Now, this actually, Joe, this game's got some juice to it. Look, I mean, both teams are expected to be in the tournament, but a loss here and you get some unexpected bid stealers and maybe somebody starts sweating a little bit the rest of the week. So I like OU. You're going after the skunk here, huh?
I am. I like OU.
I'm going to take TCU.
All right. I like OU. I like the OU on the money line.
I just think they're better.
All right.
So I'm going to go with them, Joe.
All right.
That total's 144.5.
I love the Big East game, by the way.
Well, let's go. First game of the day. There's only 3 at the Big East on Wednesday. Xavier and Butler. Xavier minus 1.5.
Love it.
And 149.5 is the total.
Could be a crypto.
Now, Butler beat him last week, 72-66.
I like Xavier. Short number. I love to lay favorites in these conference tournaments under a bucket. I love
Xavier
it.
Smoked him the first meeting in January.
I like Xavier.
I like Xavier
could
too, a, Joe. You got me on
crypto.
Xavier.
Could be
okay,
a crypto.
Crypto play. What else we got? San Jose State and Colorado State's the second game at the Mountain West. That's a big. That's 15.5. That's a big number. But you know what, Joe? San Jose State's pathetic. So.
All right. I like the game next to it. The 5 o'clock tip in the A-10.
Okay, LaSalle and St. Bonnie's in Brooklyn.
I like LaSalle.
LaSalle, who played Tuesday and won. So they beat George Washington, I believe. So they're getting 6.5 from the Bonnies here, 141.5. I'll take LaSalle with the points, Joe. I'm with you.
Right.
I lean points in most of these games.
I like LaSalle with the points.
Oregon State getting 6.5 against UCLA in Vegas.
Think they suck, though. I can't take Oregon State.
I can't either.
I can only lay it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think UCLA is going to boat race them.
Yeah, I do. I kind of do too, Joe. I think UCLA is going to boat race them also.
What's his name? What's his first name? Mick Cronin?
Yes, Cronin. Yes.
Mick Cronin. This is where he buckles up. He likes to smoke teams in these things.
Rutgers and Maryland's the first game of the day in the Big Ten.
I can't bet it.
You cannot bet it. I can. Maryland. Let me give you one you can. Georgetown and Providence is the second game in the Big East. Providence minus 10.5, so Cooley gets his old team again. I think he'll give him a shot here.
I mean, 10.5 in a rematch type of game?
Well, they played last week, Joe.
They covered against the Johnnies, catching 71-58. Yeah, but they covered against St. John's. They lost that game by what? Six?
That was they lost the game by 8, 86-78.
Yeah, they were catching 17.5.
I'll take the points with Georgetown.
Yeah, let's take the points.
Kansas State and Texas.
Yeah, let's take the points
in the Big 12. Texas minus 4.5, 142.5. There's so many
games. I like K-State in the over.
Okay, Air Force, New Mexico. Again, that's a heavy lumber game. 14.5, two tutties for New Mexico. Air Force is pathetic, too. They're 9-21 this year.
Under.
Yeah. 75-55 New Mexico.
Yeah,
like right in that kind of area.
There's no way that game's getting to 144, is it?
You want to lay 5.5 with Arkansas in the SEC?
They're playing well, Carver, but I don't. 95%.
Everyone's
Vandy
on Arkansas.
They got the cover,
right?
Against Kentucky. I told you they would cover against.
Yeah, by a half. I mean, it was 17.5. They lost by 17.
They were going to lose by 50, though.
Yeah, I did think that. All right. Colgate and Lehigh will play for the Patriot League title. Colgate's the one seed in that tournament. They're laying 6.5. It's at their home
floor. Let's take Lehigh.
You like this Lehigh team. You've been dabbling around with them lately.
Because I bet them once.
And in the ACC, the first game of the night session, NC State actually had all kinds of problems with Louisville on Tuesday.
Yeah, but
they gave up a ton of points.
Them? Remember when Syracuse was up 15 on them at home and they came all the way back and won it?
That game was, Syracuse beat them 87-83 in Raleigh.
But they came all the way back from like 17
February.
Down.
That game, Joe, and Syracuse beat them both games this year. Syracuse beat them twice.
I like NC State laying the 1.5.
You know, it is weird, Joe. Like, you know, Syracuse beat them twice, and yet NC State's favored.
No total. I don't like that.
Well, they don't. That's because the game, you know, they don't have that up yet. But whenever they do put it up, Joe, we're going to go over.
I like NC State. I think that's an odd line. 1.5, I mean, all right.
Villanova laying 23.5 against DePaul. That's a huge number.
I mean, that team sucks.
DePaul 3-28 this year.
I mean, how bad can you be?
Even Matias, they're pathetic.
I mean, I would take the points, though. I mean, 23.5 in a conference game, 20 game?
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. That's how bad they are, Joe. Like, I can't even contemplate 23.5.
St. John's catching 19.5.
You can't play them. Maybe the under. That's about as far as I can
go. All right. Go ahead.
You wanted this Stanford-Cal game. So Stanford-Cal, first game of the night session at the Pac-12 in Vegas. Cal getting 1.5. So Stanford minus 1.5. 150.5, Joe.
Let's go over.
I like that. Let's go over.
All right. I can't get over these other two games that we're going to talk about.
Okay, let me get there. Give me one second. I'm going down the line.
Big Ten.
Michigan, Penn State. Michigan, 8-23 this year.
Jawan Howard, hot seat.
Getting 6.5.
I'll take the 6.5. Last stand. They suck, but I'll take them.
You're taking them?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And tell me how Cincinnati's 1.5-point favorites over Kansas.
Well, because Cincinnati, by the way, they had no business beating West Virginia on Tuesday. They were down 15 with 11 minutes to go. And in a 3.5-minute span, West Virginia got two technicals, a flagrant foul. They handed them the game. Now, Kansas is missing a ton of guys, Joe.
I don't care.
Kansas is missing a bunch. No Dickinson. They're missing a ton of guys.
I don't care. I'm taking Kansas. There is no shot I am taking Cincinnati. I am not taking Cincinnati in any shot. I'm taking.
You know what this is, Joe? This is almost like a system play. This is like almost like a quasi-system play. I mean, this is a home game for Kansas. They never lose these games in the Big 12 tournament. And they're a 1.5 dog? I'm on Cincinnati. I'm smelling that one out right now. All right, we'll get some more. We'll try to finish when we come back. Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, quickly, Joe, I'm just going to tell you the rest. You tell me which ones you like.
God.
Missouri and Georgia are playing in the SEC. Georgia minus 3.5, 147.5. Arizona State and Utah is a late game, the last game of the day in the Pac-12. Utah minus 5.5 in that game. I think I got all the heavies for you. Oh, BC and Clemson are going to play as well. I don't have a number yet for that, Joe. But Boston
like
College
Clemson.
Does play. Yeah,
like
they have.
I like
a lot
Arizona
to play
State
for.
Plus the 5.5, and I actually like Georgia minus the 3.5. I think Georgia actually boat races Missouri.
Boat races, Joe says.
Oh, I think Missouri's terrible.
But yeah, they are bad. I mean, another team 8-23 this year. I kind of like Georgia as well, Joe. You can get me in on Georgia with you.
All right, good. So we have a lot on the palette there.
We do.
I like Xavier and I like Georgia as favorites.
Yeah, Xavier is a good one. That's a good one.
I mean, dogs, I mean, we talked about it. I like Notre Dame.
Notre Dame and LaSalle in the afternoon. Like, I just feel like those teams got a little burst playing already. They're playing teams that aren't great. I think Kansas State can a little too.
I just think Kansas State against Texas.
I don't think Texas is that great.
I don't. They blow big leads all year long.
Yeah, Michigan's going to get destroyed, Joe. You stay off of Michigan.
I mean, if I had to bet that game, I mean, he got the vote of confidence too. I can't believe that.
A vote of confidence. Jeez. Joe, great job as always. I will see you tomorrow. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. It's championship week. See you tomorrow.